This is Davin's Den.
All right, last segment of the show. I guess we'll do some. Just trying to figure out where the frig I am. Right, I guess we'll do some. What, Scambusters? Is that what we do here?
Yeah.
All right. I got to figure out where the hell we were with Ann Jackson.
We're doing Ann Jackson. I don't remember where we were either. It's been a while.
You know what? I think I just got so annoyed with the segment list. I'm like, all right, it's late. I'm done.
Yeah, I think so. It was.
I was just like,
you're like, oh, I'm just done with her.
And the reason why I was annoyed was because I was in the middle of an argument between Brown, Cotton, and Ann Jackson about the about Miller's gold bars and whether he should be dead or not.
Yeah,
and I just had enough.
Yeah, I know. It was just like we were tired. It was like they were having a stupid argument. It was like, okay, so done with this.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was. But yeah, we've done a full show.
Yeah.
I just had enough of this. All right. So what are the categories?
So the categories are Mr. Davin, and then we have Cheat on My Money, which we haven't heard for a while.
That's a good one.
And Fucking Idiot.
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to say six Mr. Davins. I'm going to say one Cheat on My Money, and I'm looking for two Fucking Idiots.
Found them.
There we are. There. Yay.
Guilty.
So now I'm going to just wait and see what the girls have to say in the chat room.
Joe will be back along with us in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Just having some computer issues that we want him to get handled.
Solved. Well, you know, when he comes here to visit, it's all purpose. It's let's do the show and let's visit some IT.
Well, it was my idea because we need these scammer clips done.
No, it is a good idea. Yeah. Well, Joe's Girl says, four Mr. Davins, no Cheat on My Money, and one Fucking Idiot. And, oh my God, Lisa has the exact same guesses. Four Mr. Davins, zero Cheat on My Money, and one Fucking Idiot.
Lisa was copying off the Chinese kid.
Actually, it happened so quickly. They both went boom, boom. So I saw them both pop up at the same time. So I'm thinking it was just like great minds think alike.
They're on the phone with each other. What are you going to guess? What are you
going to guess? You cheating bitches.
Cheating. Whores. Whores. I and Spike Fist all around. Spread them. I will play the punishment music.
Wait a minute. But the punishment music goes along with something now.
What does it go along with?
Fisting?
No, it doesn't have, I don't. Fisting doesn't have to be punishment.
No,
fisting could be a reward.
Oh my God!
Sure.
No, I'm never taking out the trash or cleaning the cat boxes again. If that's what you get. Actually, Mr. Helix does any of that anyway.
Exactly. So you fist him. Everybody.
I reward him with fisting.
Sure. That's why he walks so funny with an odd gait.
Yes, he does. And a whimper.
All right, well, Joe took a little longer than I thought.
But a sly, satisfied smile.
I didn't think they were going to do it now, but all right, we'll go on. Shall we go on?
Yeah, we'll go ahead.
All right, so they're in the middle of arguing, and Brown says, I'm out now. I want to go to Japanese immigration. He needs euros, of course.
Okay.
So Anne goes, you see, no, weren't we all supposed to do me?
Oh, yeah, we were.
I just don't have the vim and vigor for this.
All me!
Thank you. You see, no money. How can you get gold? And then Brown goes, Eric gave me the money James sent. She goes, this is why Eric asked the immigration to release the gold to him. Everybody wants a piece of this gold.
Yeah, well, wouldn't you?
And Brown goes, and Jennifer, Mr. Green's daughter. Without the payment of France clearance, they will never. She goes, no money. I am done here. You had better ask how much Eric keeps. You should ask him how much does Eric has. James sent 1,000 euros to him. And Jennifer. Brown goes, 200. He gave it to me now. She goes, you have my 21,500 Japanese yen? Who? Eric? Brown goes, Mr. Eric, yes. She goes, he also raised money? Apparently they didn't communicate.
No, I don't think so. But wait a minute. Why does he have all of a sudden Mr. Eric's money?
They're all raising money for James. He's sick. He might kill himself. Or not. He lies. He's still alive.
Lisa just asked, isn't James dead yet?
No. He lingers.
Like, all right.
Like this song. Show.
I like this song. Do you have a song playing in your head?
No, there was a Cranberry song called Linger.
Yes.
Suck cock. That's my professional analysis.
I used to.
Do you have to let it linger? Yes, because the dumb bitch I'm dating likes the fucking song. If it was up to me, no, I don't. I could put this shit out of my misery now.
I used to sing along to it. Go. Do you have to?
Do you? Really? Do you really have to? Do you? This was before I was that snarky, though.
Really?
So yeah. Weird. But the girl who I was dating, hell, liked the Cranberries and liked this song.
So. Oh, man. And that must give you, like, douche
chills. But they were an Irish band, so I would think
you
would
like,
I would think you would like them.
No, I found her grating.
Yes.
You know, for some reason.
Do you have to?
Do you have to?
No, but we needed another song for the album, bitch. Let's go.
You have to let it linger.
A&R insisted. Can we fucking hit speed it up? Can we hit fast forward?
Just linger. I was like Lingonberries.
They had a couple. That was one of their hits, though.
Linger, yeah. What was the other one?
Who cares?
Yeah, I don't know.
Fucking Cranberries. Yuck.
Garbage is much better.
Yes. Brown goes, Mr. Eric, yes. She goes, he also raised money to help James? I have no money at all. Brown goes, who? Anne goes, I got violences, Eric.
What?
Violences.
Violences?
A lot of people don't know the plural of violence.
Yeah, well, when I have violences, I take a pill.
Yes, you should take a pill. Brown goes, then I have to give the immigration the money. I have to tell them to keep the box safe. What do you think? She goes, do not ask. Me! I will have problems. That is never-ending payment. I cannot get any money. Since I use up all of my money, how can I pay for it? Who can pay for it? I do not know it well. They keep it safe. You must pay for it, too. The fees for safe. Can you pay for it? Tell me!
Wait a minute.
This bitch got questions.
I know. Who's going to pay? Who's got the money? Who's has? Oh, my God.
Ugh.
Stop.
Abbott and Costello are like, enough with the questions.
Yeah, really?
Brown goes, let me give it to them. I'm going out to the embassy. I have to leave this country now. And Anne goes, how about the gold? Brown goes, I have with me now altogether 1,900 euros. Anne goes, what will you do? Brown goes, I will hand it to them now. Anne goes, then, how about the gold? It's your treasury forever? Yes, forever, stupid. Brown goes, fly to UK. No, they will keep it. I have to sign. I am giving them the money now, and will sign. Anne goes, for what? This is why I bailed out of this conversation. It stinks.
Yeah.
Will somebody just insult somebody?
I know, really. They're just, like, going random in circles. By the way, the other song, Zombie.
Did that one suck, too?
Zombie.
Oh, that one sucked more.
Zombie. Hey, hey, hey.
Like the bitch is choking.
Oh.
You look like a farm animal when you do that.
I know. It was pretty bad. And Dreams, awful. She says. I don't remember that song.
Ugh.
Bad. Ugh. Ugh. Anyway, it's kind of like this conversation, but go ahead. Yeah.
Brown goes, please hold on a second so they can keep the gold. Anne goes, then they will put it into treasury? Brown goes, until I bring the rest of the money, 600 euros. Anne goes, who can do it? Who? I have no money. Brown says, no, they will keep it safe. Anne goes, so keep it forever? You did it to me! Like, she's just not fucking comprehending.
No, that she's never going to see this.
Anne is the equivalent of fake Davin with it. You know, it's just...
Yeah, just like talking over the person, yeah. like putting in their own agenda, and the other person's like... No. That's not what I'm saying at all.
Brown goes, I am doing what I can. Anne goes, you destroy
me!
Fuck you! You make my life useless. Do not contact
me!
Forever. Brown goes, please wait.
Please hold.
Anne goes, I need my money. All of my money. You destroy
me!
You are idiot. You are a killer. You ask me to pay and pay. You make my life useless. You think I will have money again? I will lose everything for fucking gold. You are idiot.
You are idiot.
Return the money to
me.
Brown says, and I quote, do you want to take a guess here?
Fuck you.
Close. Thank you.
Thank you. You are an idiot.
Thank you. Proving Anne's point.
Oh, my God. That would make me so mad if somebody said, I'm like, you're an idiot. Thank you.
What a compliment.
What a troll.
Thank you. Anne goes, my company is suing
me.
It is not a joke. Brown goes, I paid the immigration. I have no more money. Anne goes, they think you are a scammer. Brown goes, never you ask for me to return money. Anne goes, you eat Jennifer money. You eat my money. At least you didn't eat Jennifer.
I know. That's where I thought we were going.
I was hoping. Brown goes, I paid it to immigration. Anne goes, you are an idiot. Brown goes, and I quote, "No, fuck off." Anne goes, "I need my money." And Brown goes, "Who do you think you are?" Anne goes, "You eat my money. I will report you." Was
you
eating money
eat
on there?
No, money.
Choking money on.
No, cheat on my money.
Cheat on my money. So much things you could do with money.
I know. She does so many things with the money, and it's like I never guess the right one.
No, you don't. She goes, "You will eat my money. I will report you." Brown says, "Come and take it here. Report." Anne goes, "Let FBI notice you." Brown goes, "Go ahead." Anne goes, "Report." Brown goes, "Yes, I will." Anne goes, "I will send it to Dr. Phil, the mess media."
Dr. Phil?
He was doing a bunch of shows on this horse shit. You will see.
She knows about Dr. Phil?
We all know about Dr. Phil.
Killing me.
We all know about Dr. Phil.
How's that working out for you?
Not a bad Dr. Phil.
Thank you.
Pretty damn good right
Thank
there.
Thank you.
That's not bad. Impressed. The woman of one voice.
And that's the one it had to be.
Joe's the man of a half a dozen voices.
I've
all
got one.
Cartoons.
Yes, and I do a cartoon as well.
What cartoon?
Dr. Phil.
Ah.
See what I did there. Yeah.
Brown goes, "I've informed them already. If you like, send it to your ass." All right, that's what we'll call
it. Send it to your ass.
That's what we will call it. Send it to
my ass.
I don't know if it's going to fit in the slot. It's quite the package.
I know. Wait, this is a theme show.
It's always a theme show about
ass. It's all about ass.
Anne goes, "You are idiot." Brown goes, "You are asshole." I think there's a little friction, a little tension.
Ooh, sexual tension.
I feel it.
Why don't these two get a room?
They should if they could just get in the same continent.
I know, really.
Anne goes, "Return the money to me. It is not my gold. You eat my money. You eat my money. You eat my money. You do."
There's a disco song happening. You eat my money. You eat my money. You eat my money.
I'll do the you eat my money. You do the backbeat. You eat my money. You eat my money. You eat my money. You do. You are a money eater. That's all from Anne.
I know. You eat my money. You eat my money.
You do. You are a money eater.
You eat my money.
Suck my change.
Take my coin. Oh, my God.
Brown says, "Come to France and see it." Anne goes,
"Wait a minute. What are we talking about? See what?
See the money being
Oh, here. Yeah. Come to France and see my money."
Anne goes, "You just want to save yourself. You kill me and other people. You are an idiot." Brown goes, "How?" Anne goes, "You wasted people money and time. You did. You made a big mistake. You did not admit it. You are a fool. You did this to me to destroy me. You did it. James will kill himself again."
Oh, my God. Again?
Apparently this bitch is a cat or a fucking zombie, this guy.
He's really not good at what he's trying to do.
Do it again, James. Kill yourself like you mean it.
Yeah, come on. More with feeling.
Brown goes, "My visa got expired." Anne goes, "You will be punished. You will. I will kill myself." I think that's not really punishing.
Wait, no. That's not going to do the job, honey.
Doesn't know how this works.
No.
Brown goes, "Somebody asked me to come and get money." Anne goes, "This is not joke." Brown goes, "I want to go there now." Anne goes, "You will see. You will see." Brown says, and I quote, "Please, kill yourself now."
No, he did not.
He did, but he was polite about it.
Oh my God.
He was polite. You know how many people are rude? We were just talking about rude people, and they're not considerate. He said, "Please."
I know. Usually they're much more insistent and pointing directly at me, but
please.
Please.
When somebody says, "Please kill yourself now," I would consider it.
I'm going for the blades. Sure. I mean, when you say it like that.
Sure. How can you not? It'd be wrong.
Oh, my God.
"Please kill yourself now." Wow. Anne goes, "You are a killer. I will report you now." Brown goes, "Go ahead. What are you waiting for? If you do, that means you lost everything. I will message you when I get the money." Anne goes, "No need. I'll report you. Fuck off my life."
Oh, that's a good one.
Brown goes, "Okay, please feel free and report me." Anne goes, "Never contact me." Brown says, and I quote, "Fuck you."
Oh, boy.
All caps. He meant it.
Wow.
Anne goes, "You kill
me.
Jennifer's sick. You make James kill himself. You ask James." Brown goes, and I quote, "Fuck you."
Wow.
Anne says, and I quote, "Not me."
Not me.
I didn't really think Joe was going to be gone that long.
No, that's okay.
It's all right. We lost Joe.
We lost him someplace.
Quick, hide his shit. Brown goes, "I received email from James now. Fuck off." Anne says, "So talk to him. Not Me!
Me!
It is not mine. I cannot do anything but contact James. Not me! Anymore. It is not mine. Brown says, do not contact me. I said fuck off.
I mean off. Like, yeah. Completely away.
You make me suffer. You reported me. And goes, to whom? You think, Brown goes, you think I am a criminal. I withdraw it. She's fucking backing off. Brown goes, you want to send me to jail. I am clean, motherfucker. Sounds just like an FBI man.
Yeah, really. They always say motherfucker.
This is the way the feds are.
I know. They're really dirty.
Ann goes, please do not talk to me anymore. Brown says, and I quote, I said, fuck off.
Just to be clear.
What don't you understand, woman?
Fuck off, presidential seal.
I can see that happening. A little stupid signature halted up for all the other scammers to see. Fucking shows it's a little scammer media takes pictures of it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. So fucking proud of himself because he signed his name. But enough of that. Then she writes to me. We'll end this soon, I guess. Where the fuck is Joe?
You know where he went. Why is this a surprise?
To the bathroom?
You thought he was coming right back?
I thought so. He left his shit here.
Oh, no. Well, if he went to the bathroom, he brought it elsewhere. See what I did there? Yeah, I know. It was terrible. Please continue on. Don't leave the stench hanging here in the air. Please, I beg you.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, there's one.
This is why I said they use me. You can read the conversations. Number one, I did ask the victims to report their scams from official sites. Number two, Brown Cotton told me they get complaints from the victims. Number three, why me? I never take any fucking money from the victims. Please read the conversations. I had no money to buy food, and he asked me to raise the money. He's criminal. They are criminals. Judge by yourself. I will update the FBI. But we have seen her direct victims to these scammers.
Absolutely. I mean, she says, I have never done that. And yes, absolutely you have. Because she said, you know, she sent people to James.
Right.
You know.
And to Brown.
And to Brown. And it's like, she can't just rewrite history whenever it's convenient. Oh,
well.
What did I just say?
Well.
What did I just say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kind of can.
Fake scam.
Fake scam.
But the thing is that.
So-called radio show.
So-called mess media.
Crooked host, Davin.
Fucking criminal, Pip Hillocks. there's a.
The best, Joe Curry.
The best.
Fabulous.
The bigliest.
Good people.
He's the best at everything.
I just came back from a meeting with Joe Curry. Good people. We're going to close on the house. Going to build a casino. Joe's going to live underneath the roulette table. It's going to be great.
There's no place. It's going to have big gold letters. Curry on the side.
I like that.
Yeah, wouldn't that be? That's a fun housewarming gift.
I thought the painting was nice, but I guess that's nice.
Curry.
Bunch of Indians fucking showing up. What? Spelled no goat?
Wrong.
No goats? I don't know.
What terrible spellers.
You just see me. No goat, but there's a jackass who lives here. Go visit him. I'm waiting for you.
But I'm Chank.
Thank you. Chank, leave them out of this.
No, they're not there. No.
You know, I didn't. What's going on?
I decided to beat myself right in the breast. No, there's some little fly thing came right at my boob, and I. I don't know if I got it, but I damn well tried. Damn.
Maybe you're decaying.
Apparently, they're swarming around me.
You okay, Pigpen?
If I can see my way out of this dust cloud that's around me, I think I'm going to be okay. Sorry about that.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'm breeding them down here, and you killed. That was the father.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You killed the father.
I know, and I think I hurt my boob too. I really hit myself.
Hey,
hard.
Let me take a shot. Everybody, line up. Take a good ow. Hit her one, two, good,
boom,
good one in
boom,
the tit.
Bash. Yeah, really.
Be a good shot.
Ow.
All right. Shall we do a touch more?
Yes.
Okay. Would not have gotten that reaction if Joe was here. I know that. It's another fucking long conversation that we're going to have to stop in the middle if we start it.
Oh, no.
It's a really long conversation. How many pages is it?
It's really difficult to start three, in the middle.
Four,
oh.
Five.
Maybe we do have to stop. Yeah, no.
Six.
No.
Seven.
No.
Eight.
Nope. Oh, my God.
Nine. Ten. 11.
No, my God.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think we're done.
It was a very short segment.
I think that when I started beating myself in the boobs, that it was time to quit.
That's how you know the segment's over.
That's when you know.
It's like a time clock. You just punch her.
Well, the fat lady sings, oh, the co-host beats herself in the boob.
Where the fuck is my Tower of Energy? What the fuck?
What did you do? Did you get them all out of order when I wasn't here?
What the fuck did I do?
That's what you did.
Hold on.
All right. What am I holding on to?
Here it is.
All right, good.
All right. So.
We're reorganized.
In a second we will be.
What
bullshit going on here?
Wow. Got your paperwork all in a dither.
I did lick my panties.
That just sounded like I did lick my panties. Didn't it? Didn't
if
it, guys?
I could reach.
I didn't think you were that flexible.
I'm not, but maybe I should get in a car with Joe's girl. Amazing things happen.
You have that giraffe neck, you know, after all.
Giraffe neck. Why are you milking the animals?
That was really good. She's like, what? Like, where did you... What? Where did that come from?
My head.
Yeah, that's really great. Yeah. You're fast on your feet with these people. That's good.
Yeah, I you know, yeah, the insanity flows freely with me.
I know. I take pills for that.
I don't. Otherwise, I wouldn't have a show. Again, imagine me. I might be doing fucking straight news. Can you imagine that?
No. I mean, this really is... It, you know, although there are a lot of people who are in broadcasting or are in, you know, they play dramatic roles and they're like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
You know what I think I might do? Like if when they send me the reads. By the way, we're talking about a new radio gig I might have. Don't worry about it. Talk amongst yourself. When they send me the reads,
yeah.
I think I might do like one more straight edge, but with inflection.
Okay.
And send them like the same read with a little bit of commentary.
Right.
Give them a couple choices.
Yeah. No, that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Is not just say, oh, that's all he does. You
right.
know, like give him a couple choices of how you could do
Pregnant?
It.
Pregnant? It's amazing she could walk down that aisle with what he did.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. That No. See, now that's straight news.
Right.
But it's not the straight news.
No. I think I would have to say, well... See, how would I handle that story if I wanted to put like a little commentary but not take sides?
No, you're talking about the pregnant high school girl.
Yeah, the pregnant high school girl. I guess maybe I would say, I go, all right, well, that works for her, but how are they checking the fellas? And
right.
And just like leave that there. Like give the people something to think about with the story. Okay, well, like I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Okay, well, we know they caught this girl, but how are they catching the boys?
Because her... transgression is a little bit more obvious.
Right.
You know?
So that's a nice
Seems
little...
unfair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I could do it where I give them like a sort of straight news read, but give them a little something to think about.
It might be what they're looking for. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know, but do both.
Yeah, why the fuck not?
Yeah, why the fuck not?
I might be a newsman
who
does dick tricks on the weekends.
Just on the weekend? You can contain yourself to just on the weekend with a dick joke?
I really don't do a lot of dick jokes.
No, but we do here.
Yes, we do here.
Yeah.
Too many. Too
Just many. The right amount, damn it.
Yes. All right, here we go. I guess we're going to do Joe's read, too.
Yeah, we might as well.
Did I say go up for a few minutes? Did I say, fucking say disappear?
No, you said class dismissed. At least that's what he heard. I don't know.
What's he fucking doing? Standing? I don't know.
I don't know. He is distracted as hell.
But I did let him go. I did say you can go home.
Yeah, I know. But I think whatever's happening is all engrossing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's going to need a spiked fist.
Yeah, I think so.
Just to loosen him up.
You know your mission, Joe's girl.
She's a fucking freak, this Joe's girl.
I like it.
She's like she's got like she, like Joe's her daughter. Her she wants Joe to be her dirty boy.
Yeah.
Like I obviously I don't know Joe's girl's past, but her future seems quite interesting.
Housewarming gift: Red Ball.
Or a stripper pole.
Oh, now you're talking.
And they can strip for each other.
Oh, I would pay money. No, wait.
I would pay money not to see the one of
those. No, I just realized what I was about to say.
Give me my money back. Throw the dollar at me.
And blind me.
That might be a nice gift. Stripper pole?
Oh, I thought you meant blinding me.
No.
No, stripper pole? No.
No, but I think this Joe's girl, little bit of a freak.
Yeah, but I don't think that he's getting on that, ever.
I don't know.
No, not happening.
So?
No, he's too shy.
You don't think a nice weekend at the Radisson?
No, I don't. No, I can't see him getting freaky deaky. Yeah.
With enough alcohol?
I think only if he really had no idea what he was doing.
Well, that goes without saying.
Yeah,
That's generally how he operates.
I can't see him doing it. Now, her, I think.
But
so.
We don't know her. She could be all chat room talk.
Yeah, she could be all chat room talk. But, I mean, I think that given a couple of drinks, the pole, maybe a boa, I think things could happen.
A boa?
Yeah, feather boa, not a snake.
I know what you meant, Steven.
I didn't mean all Britney Spears
what
out.
Do you think this is like 1974?
That puts girls in the kinky mood.
I never see chicks with boas anymore.
Okay, maybe I made all that shit up. What do I know? I don't know how to get girls off. I don't know.
Well, sort of do. I pay for somebody else to show up. To work.
That's what does it.
Big Dick Black.
Sorry. So, stripper pole, housewarming gift?
No.
See, no, I told you.
Well, I gave him the painting.
Yeah, well, true.
Well, she said Red Ball.
Red Ball?
For your mouth, stupid. You can bring it to show nights.
You didn't think one of those little... Yeah, you didn't think one of those little nose.
Joe's like, that'd be great. Can you get me some big shoes, too? And a flower that squirts water. I love that, Pip. I'm going to have the clown room.
Boy, that'd be scary, the clown room.
Oh, that would be terrifying. No, I'm not sleeping ever again.
Now you won't have to worry about sleepovers.
Right. Yeah, no.
Here's the guest room. It's clown decor.
By and by.
Fucking terrorize people.
Joe's girl says I'm going to leave that to your imagination, by the way.
Leave what to my imagination?
The stripper pole action.
Oh. Yeah, Pip and I were just trying to figure it out. If Joe's girl's all talk in the chat room, or if she's a real freaky deaky.
Yeah,
because we know that she wants you to be her dirty boy.
Yeah,
she wants to break you.
And Lisa, who we know is a freak, says,
"No, Lisa's definitely a freak."
Oh yeah, she goes a snake with a feather, a pig feather boa. That's what
a snake.
Into. A boa with a boa.
Like bringing a snake in, I don't want him.
You won't even bring
around
a red ball in. We know you.
No, no, beach ball.
Bring Red Bull in.
Red Bull, you Red probably Bull. Fucking need it. Joe, we're going to fuck. Hold on. Give me a case of Red Bull. I'm going to have to stay up for 10 minutes. I can't afford Viagra, but I can't afford this shit.
Have you seen the price of Red Bull?
I
think the Viagra is cheaper.
How much is Red Bull?
It's like $3.99 for a big 12 can.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's not cheap. The Monster, is that about the same amount?
That's what he calls it. Leaves little claw marks on your back too, like the little Monster logo.
Funny. I think Monster's more expensive.
Well, they're bigger cans.
Mm.
Yeah. I said bigger cans.
You just see Joe. Joe needs Viagra. Do you have the knockoff brand? I don't want to pay full price. I'll go to Mexico if I have to. It's a little blue pill. Can they make it bigger? I'm not paying all this per pill.
You're taking Niagara.
Makes you pee like a bastard. Yeah.
Joe just shows up in a barrel and rolls down. On Niagara. I think this will get me hard. Might break some bones, but it's going to save me some money. Let's go, Toots.
It's the Canadian generic.
It's the Niagara. Funny. Funny. There you go. All right, Joe. We'll get you some Niagara.
What a guy.
We are. We're just trying to make you happy and complete. We're trying to fix
I'm
it.
Trying to make me happy and complete.
Well, you're not doing a good job.
No, everything around me is
I resent that.
Not you.
Well, we're around you right now.
I know,
you just
right,
missed
right
Pip punching herself in the tit.
I did. There was a bug coming.
You do miss all the fun.
There was a bug coming at it, and I had to save myself. So
she beat her tit. I'll show you. I'll give myself cancer.
You mean you got a smushed moth near your nipple?
Well, at least the moth went out happy. Usually I just get wool sweaters, but this is nice.
Yeah.
How?
This fucking lands on her nipple because it's like a perch because they're long, her nipples.
It's like a perch.
Fucking a little hair hanging off, thought it was a worm. Trying to pull on it. And then smush.
I love it when it's hummingbird season. Smush. Ow.
Then smush.
little gypsy moth just having a fucking good time and Pip has the smushes on it.
Start out as a good day, then tragedy struck.
Well, she's very pale. Thought it was like a fucking big bulb. Yeah. That's a big one. I haven't seen that big one before. Starts grabbing it. Pippi the bitch, she's a smush. Little moth, just trying to get a little piece, a little taste. Having a good night. Wants to unwind after a hard day of mothing. Yes. A giraffe.
Well, moth.
Absolutely. And Pip just fucking smushes it.
I did.
You're horrible. You're despicable. You're anti-mothite.
I know. I already beat myself up over it. Yeah.
Can we take a shot?
Yeah, no.
Please.
No punching
Joe's
me in the
tit. Joe's having a stressful night.
No.
We don't have a stress ball. We can use stress tits. Come on.
Stress
like
tits.
They're speed bags, Joe.
Oh, great. I'll squeeze her breasts and I'll suddenly go, ah, I see where the bank's getting their figures.
Worth a shot.
I'll get the paperwork.
No, sorry.
See, she's not a fucking team player.
I'm always down for the show.
I was totally going to let you squeeze her tits. I'm your friend.
I'm usually all in for the show.
No,
but they've
no, you're
suffered
not.
Enough today.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Forget about the show. This is for friendship. He's very stressed. She's had a rough day, a bunch of bullshit, and all this is going to... You've already fucking let a moth suckle you. Let him squeeze your tit, you bitch.
And look what happened to him.
Well, yeah, it's going to take more than a swat. We'll use the bat on Joe. Use the
Cuba bat.
As luck would have it.
I happen to have this bat.
As luck would have it.
Handy. Oh, that wasn't an accident. You thought he was showing us souvenirs. No. He was ready to fuck with you for the gay moment one.
I'm just saying be a pal.
Is that what
it
is?
Let me tell you, they were thrilled by the trip up there. I'm like, hey, so everybody drug you? Yeah.
Seriously?
But they just came back from the karate. They're tired.
All right.
Oh, okay. That's not quite the enthusiasm you're hoping for.
No, the wife liked it. The kid had to walk around a lot and it was hot. So.
Oh, yeah. So that's not meh. Yeah.
She enjoyed the beach, but not in Cuba. All right. So your tits good? You want another shot at them?
They're good.
Joe, second opinion?
They're secured.
They're secured.
They're latched down like it's a crab ship.
Yeah,
crab boat in the fucking Arctic. Batten the hatches and man the titties.
You just see that picture, like you have the picture of the deck. There's water is living in her case. There's other things splashing on it.
Moths.
Moths. Floating. Like giant moths. Yeah.
Probably
like
fucking Norwalk who fucking committed suicide in those things. Look at me.
Moths the size of, like in the Bjork video, Human Behavior. Wow.
And we've all seen that.
No, it was on MTV so much.
Bjork is crazy. She's out of her mind.
Yeah,
that
I
one.
Know. Holy you should have seen that video. It was
Yoko Ono looks at her and goes, really?
Nice. Nice.
All right. Well, I think we've covered a lot.
We have.
So, Joe's going to get fisted. All right, let's go. I should, what?
Who starts?
Oh, the tally.
Yeah, no. Oh, you know what? I put it away. It was so bad.
Did anybody get anything?
Nothing. Oh, nothing even close.
Oh.
Not even close.
You should have gone how many times were you get punched in the tit?
Yeah. One punch.
One purple nipple. Two purple nipples.
Is that a twist?
Yeah, but I figured your tit's going to be purple after you the fuck I'm beating you.
Oh, God. I did whack myself pretty good.
Well, you should. Mr. Helix will make that better later on.
Yes.
Some kisses.
You hear that? You ready?
If not, Joe's girl will show up and they'll be in fucking clamps or something. That freaking
hold
bitch.
On a second. Well, if she shows up, we're getting video.
Joe just fucking laughs like, how does he know our Christmas list?
That's going to be on the Christmas card.
His wife has the computer for 5 minutes. He knows everything. I thought I encrypted it. I'll tell her not to look at your cookies. I hope you deleted them before you came over.
Is that what you're calling them?
Yeah, I most certainly do. Oh, my God. Joe's got viruses. And his computer's infected, too. You've added so much, so you're entitled to that. Anyway.
I'm sorry.
You can't be snarky if you suck tonight, mister.
I'm going through a lot. I'm trying to resolve.
That's what this show's for. You go through it on the air like we all do.
I ran late. I would have gone through it.
We appreciate that. Instead, you're going to get a rectal exam.
You vent and then you punch yourself in the tit like a man.
Yeah.
Wait,
or Pip.
Or me.
Yeah, sure. Team player. You are.
Who starts?
I'll start.
All right.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy is the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy, LLC.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Gencarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescas-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant, and the Tusca Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And the professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Dav, we have anything coming up?
Not yet.
Okay, but when it does, we'll let you know. So experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990, or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Gencarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Gencarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Gencarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.gencarellispizzanj.com. That's www.gencarellispizzanj.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Gencarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Gencarelli's.
Side-Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs, especially comedians. Sidesplittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Anybody anywhere this weekend?
You want to help me load my pod? Yeah.
I think we were talking about the first segment of the show, loading your pod.
Yeah.
You just got to be a little bit more receptive.
Right.
I'm going down the shore with my girlfriends.
Aww.
Yeah.
You going to beat yourself in the tits?
Only if they ask nice.
Wait, what shore are you going to?
Lavalette.
Oh, that's like the nicer one.
Yeah, Lavalette. It's nice.
Are you going on the beach?
Yeah, we're celebrating our friend Carol's birthday.
Joe,
yeah.
Can you get here early next week? She's going to be fucking burned and not show up.
Funny.
Yeah. You just know the way this... I'm burned. I can't move. I can't drive.
Ew.
I can't do the chat room. Yeah, I got sun poisoning. She was here for a week, Joe. You know, we're not going to see her for a while again.
Yeah, no.
So make yourself a little note. Friday and Saturday, June 2nd and 3rd, I'll be at Bananas Comedy Club in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey. For tickets, call 727-1090. 201-727-1090. Well, fun show. A lot covered.
Yeah. A lot uncovered.
A lot uncovered.
A lot investigated.
We went elbow deep into some of these stories.
Yes, we did.
So.
I think there was a lot of meat for people to wrap their hands around.
I like the way you talk about being up my ass. If you look closely, the bank's in there with a clipboard.
Sure, we took a number. We're online.
Been up there for the...
What a clipboard!
Well, sure.
They're taking inventory.
Oh. Unfortunately, there's no fucking money in that ass. So they're just digging around looking.
Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello.
A ring, a glove. Where's the fucking cash? He said it was right up here. Hello, hello!
I think I found a gold bar. Is this what you was looking
for? Want a Cuban coin?
Yeah, I'll show that to them. That'll fix everything.
Sure. Bet they haven't seen one.
I'll tell them that. And they'll go, oh, okay, now let's talk about escrow. I'm going to put the coin in there.
You should say you dated her. Escrow.
Escrow.
Girl.
There's some. Because you got the guy up there with the clipboard, Joe's girl says there's no room for me.
Dude, she like has like a 10-inch strap-on cock that is ready to go. She's got time and thoughts.
She's been shining it all show.
Whoa, no! This will change everything! You ain't kidding, brother.
Nothing's going anywhere.
She's got like fucking spurs, a strap-on cock, just fucking ready to go. She's going to fucking shove your head in a pillow. Not a big one, not an expensive one. One in your car. Your face, the side, the right-hand side of your face, your cheek, is going to look like the interior of a Honda.
Know what that means.
I'm going to have my face pressed against the fucking seat. Yeah. It's going to be an H and pressed on the side of my face.
You little pillow nibbler.
Yeah. She's going to make a woman out of you.
Yeah.
It's good times, Joe. Good times.
Excellent times.
Just start slow. He's so delicate and supple.
Remember what you say in his ear.
Donald likes it this way. Do it for your country.
Do it for God and country.
Hillary doesn't take it in the ass. You should.
She doesn't because she's the man.
As is Joe's girl.
She's pitching. Yeah.
Yeah. And Joe got his little apology tour.
Poor Joe.
Walk awkwardly with no dignity into every meeting I go to.
He's going
to
do that now. I thought this would change things. Sorry, you set yourself up for
this. This is not my night. All right.
We just wanted to make it normal.
I don't know. It's like the race and race between Joe's girl and the bank. Who's going to do it? I think that's good.
All right. Have a great week. Thank you, guys.